All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So take a look. We're going to skip a little bit today, and we're going to pick up on page Shin Ayin Hey. Shin Ayin Hey. Ki besimcha teitzeu. So he says it so beautifully. B'chol inyan ve'inyan ruchni ogashmi. Kasher adam nikla lematzav misyom al korcho. So in any life situation, be it the material situation, a spiritual situation, when a person finds himself in a circumstance against his will, and really what he's saying over here is a circumstance not of his choosing against his will. Alav leheschazek ulahamin shezem uchuvan l'tovaso b'hashkacha. A person has to believe that somehow, some way, these circumstances are for his good. Ulakabalas matzav al besimcha, and to makabalas matzav, to be makabalas circumstances besimcha. Berak az yuchal latzeis mi beis haasurim haishim shalom. This is such a beautiful statement. It is only when a person is makabal his matzav besimcha, only when a person accepts his circumstances with a state of simcha, does he have the ability to leave his personal prison. Now the reality is that statement itself is even a little bit of a misnomer, because halacha lemaisa, again, he's not really leaving his prison. He might still be in the prison, but he doesn't feel imprisoned by the prison. He feels ultimately, again, that his circumstances are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore by definition they must be letova. He goes on, ki ad sha'adam eino sameach b'matzavo, because until a person is able to find happiness in his circumstances, that she'ino roke b'beis asurim shalom, and until a person finds the ability to dance in his own beis asurim, within his own confining circumstances, tzkufa misuyemes hu lo yoytze mimenu, it is impossible to leave the incarceration of our difficult circumstances until a person learns how to dance in those circumstances. Until a person realizes ultimately again that this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and to be able to believe that somehow, some way, hakol letova. V'da shirak kisha adam besimcha hu yachol lehispalo. Furthermore, it is only when a person is besimcha that he has the ability to daven. Lachin kozman sha adam eino yachol lehispalo. Therefore, as long as a person doesn't have the ability to daven, that is a sign that he hasn't really reached emuna, or that should say the level of emuna, of believing that Hakol is the tova and to simcha. Because in the moment that a person believes that everything is for the good, and as a result, he is in a true state of simcha, azayuchal benakel lehispala kol davar. So this is actually quite an amazing idea. So the Mechaber writes that the ability, how am I able to tell that I've reached the level of emuna where I can believe kacha Hashem rotze v'hakol letova, because that's like the finish. There's no finish line, but that is an incredible milestone in my journey. The ability to believe Kach Hashem rotze, this is what Hashem wants, v'akol tov, and everything is for good. So how am I able to tell if I've reached that level? He says, can I daven? My ability to daven to HaKadosh Baruch with kavana, my ability to have a true, meaningful tefillah connection experience, that is the manifestation of emunah. When a person truly is able to live life and say, Kach Hashem rotze, v'akol tov, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is for good, that ideology or that hashkafas hachayim manifests itself in the ability to daven in a meaningful fashion. And conversely, if I'm unable to daven, often that is indicative, unfortunately, of my lack of emunah. He goes on, Sof Tov, look at the end of Shin Ayin Hey. Ma be'emes hayasofo shel davar im Yosef HaTzadik. So what is the end of the Yosef story? Right? At the end of the day, what is the end of the Yosef story? Hu zacha l'ischatin, ultimately, again, he gets married. Hu zacha l'banim shakol yisram l'sparchim b'shmam. He has children. And by the way, not just any children, but children ultimately, again, who Klal Yisrael themselves uses as the paradigm for blessing. Menashe v'Ephraim, v'uzach l'osher, he was privileged to be wealthy, v'lo stam osher ragil, and not just comfortable, you know, not just that, it makes a parnasa, but rather l'osher muflog, he merited incredible wealth. Shari hu pirnei svichil kalas kaladar, kolalas avides, achav kimosha kasav, hua mashbir peit shinayin vav, l'chol ama'aretz, v'chinu zachal l'torah, l'chachma mufleges, he became a Talmud Chacham, exceptionally wise. Sheba Hamalach Gavriel Velimdo Hakol Beis Hasar. There happens to be a dramatic medrash that says that while Yosef was in jail, the Malach Gavriel came and taught him Torah each and every day. He goes on, Velo Od Milas She'in Ani Yuchom Litbos B'Sichleinu. And he achieved so many other levels that we can't even fully comprehend. V'Hakol B'Schus Emunaso Ha'Ivera Shakol Atova. And all of this in the merit of his blind faith, that all was for good. So at the end of the day, Yosef's story has a dramatically beautiful ending. All of the things that he thought that he would never achieve, all of the things that he thought he would never have, he had. He had. Now the Shilas, how did he get there? So the Mechaber posits, he got there with one, in one way, Emunah. That entire stage of this journey, Yosef always has the belief that Kacha Hashem Rotze V'Kol Letova. That is the belief that is his guiding light throughout his entire journey. Without that, he could have never made it through. B'li Ha'emuna, Haya Yosef HaTzadik Nofa La'atzvus V'Lidikon. Without this Emuna, Yosef would have fallen into the abyss of sadness and depression. U'Bevadai, Lo haisa shora alav ruach hakodesh liftor es chalamosem shasar mashkin es shasar ofen. And certainly, again, without this simcha, he would have been unable to go ahead and interpret the dreams of the sara ofen, of the sara mashkin. Ubatach betach hashalo hayem suga la'amo lifnei paro v'lifnei chartumav Lifter es chalomo shalparo, uhaya shokea v'nishkach bakela, v'gomer sham es chayo. So here's the other amazing part. This is really amazing. How is ultimately, again, what really marks the turnaround in Yosef's journey? His interpretation of the dreams of the butler and the baker. That interpretation of the dreams was a form of Ruach HaKodesh, was a form of nevuah. That's how Yosef understood, right? The Gemara says that Ein Hashchina Shora Ela Mitoch Simcha. The Shechina only rests upon a person in a state of simcha, which means that had Yosef fallen into the pit of despondency and despair, so then what? So then again, he would have never had that ability to interpret the dreams. He would have never had that ability to go ahead and interpret the dreams, which was his ticket out of his jail. So you see how life becomes sometimes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you feel like the sky is falling, and you feel like everything is terrible, and there is no hope for anything, then by definition, the sky will fall, you will fail, and there will not be any kind of beautiful silver lining at the end of the day. Only because Yosef lived his life with an emunah, that Kacha Hashem Rotze, V'akol L'tova, did he have the ability to interpret the dreams? Which again, I will say, let's be clear. Remember, it didn't yield immediate fruit, right? Let's be clear on that. Remember again, the butler went ahead and forgot about Yosef for many years. Vayishkacheu, forgot about it for many years. But at the end of the day, Yosef remained steadfast in his emunah, and ultimately, again, that paved the way for his future redemption. We'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up middle of Shinayin Vav tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Absolutely.